Hi, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, and welcome to the show. We're going to put some music from my Serene Republic. Dear listener, is a loose memory of my first seconds on radio 14 years ago. This is me, Jib Gradowski, celebrating 14 years of radio broadcasting here at CJSF 90.1 FM. I remember very clearly being a young, let's see, how old was I in 2009? I was 18 years old, freshly out of high school, and I scurried up here to SFU when we were back over at the Rotunda, did my orientation, and within a month I was on the air, and I sounded a little like I did a moment ago, and look at me now, and you can't because it's radio, but listen to me now, scurrying my way through thoughts and ramblings and sharing the things I love best about radio: communication, information, entertainment, and sharing. So, this is The Art Show with me, Jabe Gradowski, as always, your host here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia, Canada. And I would like to thank everybody here at the station who's come and gone, stayed and fled here at CJSF on Poland FM for all these years, and I still don't know the answer to, like, when am I gonna stop? I guess that'll just happen one day. But until then, I'm gonna keep doing this here on CJSF on Poland FM, and let's hit it with this. Nope, intro did not play. How about now?
We are
liars.
I'm Javin. I play keyboards and sing in
Young Pacific. I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
That's right. Back to the classics, back to the basics here at CJSF 90.1 FM. We're going to get a few messages out of the way here real quick, and we'll get right back into our usual set of broadcasting here on The Art Show. I'll do my best to tell you about stuff happening in around us. Fine for fun, fantastic city of SoCal, Vancouver.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
That was the voice of Megan Thomas, now stationed somewhere in South Africa, doing whatever it is that she does. I miss her. I hope you're doing well, Megan.
Are you interested in radio? Community-based media? You can join CJSF 90.1. We're a volunteer-run community radio station, and we always have space for new volunteers to become programmers, review music, edit audio, and so much more. All the training is provided, and anyone can join. To volunteer, email our volunteer coordinator, Noel, at vol_4_cjsf@sfu.ca. Again, that's vol_4_cjsf@sfu.ca. Or you can visit our website, cjsf.ca. It's CJSF 90.1, diverse, independent, and yours.
The Vancouver Art Gallery presents Parviz Tanavali, Poets, Locks, Cages, the first major Canadian exhibition of works by the Iranian-born, Vancouver-based artist Parviz Tanavali. The exhibition brings together over 100 major works, representing his six-decade career, and spans the full breadth of his practice from sculpture and painting to printmaking and mixed media assemblages. To learn more about this exhibition, visit fanartgallery.bc.ca.
All right, let's get into it here on CJSF and One FM's The Art Show. We got lots to talk about as time marches on. As they say, time flies like an arrow, but fruit flies like a banana. You're welcome. So, let's get it started with Thursday night, tonight, or yesterday if you're listening to our Friday rebroadcasting. Tonight at the Commodore Ballroom, we have Vancouver's very own, Vancouver's version of Leonard Cohen, Destroyer Dambejar, doing their thing here over at the Commodore Ballroom, opened with support by a legendary Vancouver band as well, Frog Eyes, doing the thing. So if you destroy your solo set, Kaput is still a fantastic album to me. It's still one of my favorites. If you haven't heard it, I recommend you check it out. Maybe I'll do you a favor and do that for you, because that album is a freaking banger. It's a freaking journey for me, at least. I can't speak for everyone, but I really love that album. Dambejar, you may know him also from The New Pornographers and a handful of other things, perhaps. But yeah, a long career from Dambejar there for you. So we'll take a quick glance at that. Backing me up today is some music from Joe Jackson. This is a 43-minute mega mix of Steppin' Out, and I was just sharing it with our lovely Connor, our music coordinator, about this, that it's 43 minutes of Joe Jackson stepping out, and it doesn't get stale for 15 minutes as far as I've gotten listening to that. But we'll have it backing us up today. Anyways, once again, Destroyer and Frog Eyes, tonight, Thursday night, the Commodore Ballroom. Don't miss it. Also today, at the Cobalt, you have Slowfey with Skeletor and Medieval doing their thing. It's going to be a metal night. You have Slowfey coming in from Pennsylvania, formed in the 1990s, but are currently from San Francisco Bay Area. So it's going to be some heavy metal. Skeletor coming in from Seattle. Quote-unquote killing posers for over 20 years, so posers beware. Medieval from Chilliwack coming them up with some more metal and stuff like that. So if you like your metal, this is a place to go. Cobalt tonight, Thursday night, 7 p.m. Tickets are, I'm sure, a reasonable amount. Does not say, but you can probably maybe get advanced tickets still at orangetickets.ca. Check it out. Also, over at the Lido, Tidy has a new EP. We'll check it out too. They're playing with Buddy at the Lido at Fraser Street. That's 518 East Broadway, close to Fraser Street. So check it out. Once again, the Lido, a lovely little hole in the wall there. Get yourself early there to get your guaranteed a seat. It's $10 for that. You can buy your ticket at the bar or hand the nice fella at the door $10 for that as well. It's over at the Lido again for Tidy, doing EP release tonight with Buddy. What else have I got for tonight? Let's see what's over here. It's on my other screen. Tonight at the Heatley, there is some country-adjacent music happening. 8 p.m., you got Ian Badger doing the thing alongside Nathaniel Marchand and Victoria Black. Don't miss it if you're in the area. Always a good time over at the Heatley. A cozy spot. Again, not a whole ton of seats, so bring some buddies and guard yourself a booth there right up front. And don't forget, Tuesday nights, they have the string band there. If you like yourself some country music, should be a fun time there. I checked it out a month or so ago. I had a lovely little time there. Should be great. Also, tonight over at the Red Gate, we have the first annual Spookvember. There's a whole bunch of bands on deck for this one here. It's a costume party in case you want to rehash your Halloween costume or whatever else you got in your tickle trunk. This is a cabaret. We'll bust out some seats. You got Goats and Lasers, Violet, K, Tyann, Karma, Angel, Cunt with Wreck Bitch, which, great name. Great name, that one. That's fantastic. That's going to be sick. I'll see you there. What else do they got for tonight? Sorry, this is really a bit of a bop. I'm tempted to just honestly leave the radio playing this. But let's get into some music here. We're going to just start off with some music from Tidy. This is going to be their track, Health, off their new album, Cold Fries.
A hostile existence, fragile hope. If I keep eating this up, I'm gonna fucking choke. What's the point of trying to climb if I fall off every time?
Locked in, driving full speed in your direction. downtown. Woke up and everything was drowned downtown. Why Mary Jane from down the lane went insane. Now she's still better off than I am. The features of the world light up. Oh, Ava, your face. I was a four-leaf clover, Red Rover on his way over to your place. I was just getting you.
CJSF 9.1 FM. You just heard one of my favorite songs from Destroyers, Kaput, from 2011. Christ, that's a long time ago. Downtown. I didn't do my fall walk playlist show this year because kind of just stuck to the routine of telling y'all about shows, but it was hard not to put this one on the list every year. Always a good time with it. I've taken you through a little soundscape auditory journey. So, yeah, anyways. Destroyer with Frog Eyes playing tonight, Thursday night, at the Commodore Ballroom. Gonna be an epic show. Wish I was going. Before that, you heard some music from Thought Thing, from Ian Badger, with Thought Things Would Be Different, But They Ain't. You can see them doing their thing over at the Heatley tonight at Hastings and Heatley with Nathaniel Marchand and Victoria Black, 8 p.m. for that. And before that, you heard Tidy off their new EP, Cold Fries. That was their track, Health. They're playing with Buddy over at the Lido, 518 East Broadway, 8 p.m., $10 cover for that one. A lot of cool stuff happening Thursday night there. We move on forward through time through to Friday, the present day for our listeners in the future on Friday. Hello, Friday listeners. We go to the Blue Light Sessions over on Victoria and Franklin to see Gadfly and Luke LaQuena doing the thing live at the Blue Light Sessions there. Enter from the back alley at 1839 Franklin Avenue. $25 at the door for that one.
and $20 in advance. So it's all ages and a bar for those of age. So yeah, check it out. Yeah, Gadfly, Persian flavored metal for you to jam out to. The gang is always dope and cool and rad and sick. Don't miss it. They put on a great show. Luke Aquina coming out of Vancouver, our own backyard here as well, playing the slow game. I'm looking at their latest album here from 2021, and there's no song short. Okay, there's one at 2 minutes and 9 seconds, but and 3 and 18, but I can't play them. The only tracks they have available are start at 6.5 minutes, so I don't think I have enough radio time for that. It reminds me of the time when I was doing a 3-hour program, the Arts Show LP edition, which was just insane to do every other week, 3 hours of radio. Dear listener, I don't know if we have any long-time listeners. I hope you all, we do, for the Arts Show. But if you remember me doing the Arts Show for 3 hours every other week a few years ago, let me tell you, after talking for 3 hours and doing 3 interviews usually and playing anything and everything that came to mind, I didn't want to talk to a single person for like the rest of the day. That was where my head was at. It was a lot. I don't recommend anyone doing 3 hours of radio in one sitting. Don't do it. But it was fun in its own way. Yeah, I've had a lot of fun on the radio over these years. One of my favorite things... One of my favorite things I ever did on the radio, on the Arts Show, was a live cover of John Cage's 4 minutes and 33 seconds. At the old studio, I turned on all the microphones, all 4 of them, in the studio, and just sat there with a timer for 4 minutes and 33 seconds. You could hear the buses at the rotunda whizzing by and the wind whistling through any small cracks in the window we had available. That was a great moment in radio. For me at least. I'm sure someone else has done it before, but that was my version. You're welcome. Anyways, yeah, Gadfly and Luke Requena here at 1839 Franklin Avenue in the back alley there. It's Friday night, 6 to 9 p.m. Nice. Over in New West, we go to Bully's at 67th 6th Street in New West Minster. You can see Anthems, Warm, Bosses, and Sundiver coming in from Kelowna. Check it out. It's going to be some post-rock, some rock, and let me see. What else? What do we got? Jazz? Jazz, apparently, from Warm? We'll see about that. Stay tuned for some music from Warm. Again, they're playing over at New West Minster Friday night, 7 p.m. at Bully's Studios, 67th 6th Street. Tongue twister, that one there, in New Westminster, just a skip and a hop from the train station there. What else we got? Lanaloose over at 362 Powell Street. We have the Magic Triangle doing the thing with Redwin and Skeleton doing double dipping while they're in town from Seattle. So some more rock and roll for you. $13 in advance, $15 at the door for this. Atlanta Lou's Rock and Roll Eatery at 362 Powell Street. Get the pierogies. I recommend it. Yes, Magic Triangle, Redwin, and Skeleton at the Atlanta Lou's. Cheap and Cheerful is a fantastic little dance night. Happy hour all night long at the Birdhouse on 44 West 4th Avenue here in Vancouver. 9 to 2 going late, $8 cover for that. Come dance your heart away till your feet hurt or are tired at least. Get a workout, get your cardio in at the night gym that is the club. They're playing all your favorite Guilty Pleasures, pop, hit, rap, R&B, jams, house, electronic, basically anything they feel like. Jimmy Jams over there. 19 plus, of course, DJs on deck. You got Coda, Pretty Boy, Vixen Von Flex, and Shy Pervert. Great combo. Over there for you at the Birdhouse at 44 West 4th Avenue for Cheap and Cheerful. Don't miss it. We got anything else for Friday night? Friday night. What is going on? Oh, yeah. Liquidation World is doing another fashion show over there.
Jack J, legendary DJ, I guess. I don't know. I just really like some of his stuff from like a decade ago. Waiting for You is freaking bop. Doing the runway music for the show there. Also on deck, you got Prado Monroe, the Gateo DJs, and many more to help you dance the night away over at Red Gate. That is going to be happening. So I do recommend you check it out. Doors are at 8 p.m. going late. Presented to you by the fine folks at Liquidation World, which features our former music director, Kedi Yusuf Biglu. So, you have runway models, your runway collections by Star Cad, Mosher Hall, Steve, Meg Hubert, Shauna McLean, Cheyenne Rain, LeGrande, Jay Wu Kang, Rot Collective, Bailey Soleil, Sabasad, and Ron Tran, all doing the performances. I saw was at the last one there, and it was amazing. I've never seen a runway set up at Red Gate, so that was a real treat. I recommend you go check it out. You can... I don't know how much it costs right now off the top of my head, but I do recommend you go check it out. What else have we got for Friday night here? Turbo Tweak. Did I talk about this last week? Did I? Oh. Weird. Okay, we're just going to hop into some music here. We'll play an excerpt from... Luke Requena here. This is going to be some music called Metallic Plastic.